Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Oh, g'day everybody. Welcome to the Rush Hour. 5:30 till 7. That's our new time slot. And I'm joined by a new partner for 2020, former Adelaide Crows and Melbourne Football Club superstar, Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, Bern, and welcome to a Thursday.
Oh, thank you very much, Jars. Right. And I'm glad you mentioned Melbourne because I did spend a couple of years over there.
How many games did you play there?
100. So now I'm confused. Harvey, where's he going to play? Father, son, both.
Well, he's here with the Crows.
Well,
that's where your roots
know, mate.
Are. You're from the York Peninsula.
How do I choose that? I actually haven't thought about that.
Well, no, he's playing for the Crows.
Well, if he's he might be like me and doesn't like the colour yellow. He might like blue and red.
Hang on. You're not playing for Melbourne. They'll never win a premiership while I'm breathing in.
Technically, mate, I think it might be up to the clubs. I don't know. Do I make the choice? Does he make the choice?
The recruiting departments make the choice, but...
He might be a tennis player.
He might play cricket for Australia.
So there you go.
Hey?
I don't know why we're talking about this, but we are.
How many games did you play for the Crows?
130.
So you played 130 for the Crows.
129.
And you're on the locker?
I'm on the locker, yeah.
You won a yellow jacket, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm on the locker twice.
You're a club champion.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that. Anyway, and you made 100 games for the Melbourne Footy Club. On the locker?
On the locker, mate.
Oh, well done, Bert. Yeah. What'd you play? Actually, I haven't checked your stats. What'd you play all up?
That's because you're too busy checking your own.
No, I don't.
What do you mean? So do you want me to add those two together? 229.
229. How many sample?
That's not 229. That's 230.
Not sure, mate. Not sure.
So you don't care about your grassroots sample club?
No, I love it. I love the Eagles Football Club. I love them. Woodville West Torrens. Love them. Gave me my start. But I don't know how many games I played, Jazz. How many games you played with Gazer? Exactly.
101.
Big show today, Jazz.
Yes, okay. Yes. Now, Rashid Khan, the wizard.
The Wiz.
He joins us for the first time ever.
Well, this is an exclusive.
Well, not really.
I've got a few questions for him too.
Okay, but
I've heard a few rumours about him.
Isn't he just a joy to watch?
Yes, I love him. He's the best player in the competition by a long way.
Oh, that's a long way.
Unless you're saying Stoinis is your mate that keeps looking.
He didn't last long.
Count?
I jinxed him last night, didn't I?
You jinxed him.
But he did look a couple of times his grill.
And when they flicked to the bench,
what was he doing?
He was looking up as well, trying to get his count up.
Oh.
Because he's like, well, I'm out. I've stuffed this up. I'm going to have to get my count
up.
Looking,
and you watch his eyes. Mate, I jinxed him too.
Oh, you did.
I reckon
Can you
I
do
did.
That every time he plays us?
Well, it's hard to jinx people.
Yeah, that's fair. But anyway, you did, though. Five. He only made five.
Nah, all good.
What a start. We'll speak to him a little bit later, which I'm looking forward to. Some Australian Open news.
Yeah, Kyrgios is on tonight.
Kyrgios on tonight. So that's a big game. And I'm going to just run you through my day today as well, which you didn't weren't quite involved in, but I won't give it too much away.
So you've done something without sharing.
Well, it wasn't
with me.
My fault.
We're a team.
It wasn't my fault.
It's not your fault.
No, it wasn't. Okay. I said you can come next week. If you're lucky.
Shawnee, welcome to you, radio icon. Sean Craig Murphy of South Australia. Welcome.
Of South Australia. Oh, thank you. It's the Rush Hour with Rashid Khan coming up soon. It should be the Rush Hour, shouldn't it?
There we go.
That's why he's the best. That's why he's the best.
Rashid Khan coming up just after 6 o'clock with Bernie and Jars. Bernie is Bernie Vince. Jars, Andrew Jarman, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
David King, great football analyst and much respected around the country. He had a bit of a chat about Port Adelaide in 2020, Bernie, and said some interesting things about where he sees Port Adelaide finishing. He's very bullish about their season.
I've got Port Adelaide in my eight. I reckon there'll be a surprise. There'll be a bit of a shock.
Port Adelaide?
Yeah, I like their kids. I really do. I think that they did some heavy lifting last year.
Some people have Kenny sacked at the end of this season.
And that may well be the case. That's just how it is at the moment. It's on a knife's edge at Port. I just think that their senior core players will get better again this year. Boak had a fantastic season last year. Ollie missed the first block of the season. So there were reasons why... in my opinion, they didn't have the year that they wanted, but I'm a fan of what they've done. They were 0-2 in games decided by under 10 points. I think sometimes that just corrects. You have a bit of luck along the way. I'm a massive Connor Rosie fan. I like what they've done.
He's a fan.
He's a big fan. He's got him in the eight.
Your thoughts?
Can
you see him playing in the eight?
I can see him. They've got a great young list, but... losing Ryder, Dougal Howard, who's an up-and-comer.
Ryder didn't have a good year last
year. Yeah, I know he didn't, but... Yeah, so
can you see him in the eight?
No, they're knocking on the door. As he mentioned in that, the 0-2 from games decided under 10 points.
Yep.
It's all about winning the close ones. You see the Hawthorn of yesteryear, they win all the close ones, and that instead of finishing ninth or 10th, you can finish in the top four if you win the three close ones. It's that tight. But, yeah, if they don't make the eight, does Hinkley stay there?
No. No, not gone. At all.
Is that the pass mark? Top
absolutely.
Eight?
Absolutely.
Bottom eight, gone.
If they finish eighth, then he survives for another year.
Does he?
If he finishes ninth and misses out on percentage to play in the top eight, he'd be packing his bags.
It's a ruthless industry.
Well, mate, he's had enough he's had enough time, and he knows that. Kenny's a smart man. Yeah. Port Adelaide fans are smart enough.
Yeah.
They've had a great pre-season. They're fairly settled. They've got some good players back.
New captain. Sole captain.
Sole captain. That co-captain was a disastrous decision.
That didn't work, did it? No, they changed that quick smart. But they put their hand up. So that
Burnt,
didn't work.
They're hard to read for me.
They are.
Hard to read at this stage. They're an inconsistent football side, to be honest with you, and we've nailed that. We know they play well at times. They do play some stunning football at times, but that's not enough. But Kingy's right. There's a lot of upside to their youngsters, and well done to Kenny for backing that in. Because now, as you know, they're 12 months older compared to the Adelaide Crows, who didn't play any of their youngsters.
Now they're starting that this year.
So, but for me, for me it's a bit early to predict. I want to see a few, first six games of the season before you start saying something.
You're right. They're a tough one to read. It's their 150th anniversary this year too.
So that gives you a little bit of
surely that gets everyone up and about, sells memberships and gets a lot of supporters to their games because that's what they need, and they need a lot of support. And same with the Adelaide Football Club. They're a hard one to read, Jazz, because we don't – if you went through and picked – you said you went through and picked their best side.
I did, yes.
And it's tough. It's going to be tough. They're going to be – in that sort of middle range as well, aren't they?
Well, they are. Well, and we'll talk about them a little bit later on, maybe next week.
So you of all people, you're not going to put your plumbers on the line.
No, not at the moment. Because they're hard to read.
You just got stuck into Bernie for not actually saying where they're going to finish.
But he told me where they're going to finish.
But you haven't.
No, because I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to tell you where they're going to finish.
So you haven't done your prep?
Yes, I have. Have a look at that. A whole page full.
Yeah, but it's not
I've
a
even
bit.
Picked their side for round one. Don't worry
is
about
Watts
that.
In there?
Jack Watts is he's on the bench.
Yeah, okay.
But I tell you who they will get back, and he will sorely miss, is Hamish Hartlett.
Yeah, he's one that people have forgotten about.
I'm telling you.
He's a star.
He's star. A superstar.
He was spoken about possibly being captain, so leadership material.
Well, there you go.
Ollie Wines missed a big chunk of the season. I can see him knocking on the door of the eight, but I certainly wouldn't put my plums on the line, as you say, Jars, that they will make it.
We've got a Twitter poll as well running at the moment. How high do you think they'll finish? 3% reckon top four, 13% top eight, and 77% say bottom eight.
Ooh, wow. Your poll.
Rashid Khan coming up after 6 o'clock. Superstar strikers player. Look, just flat out superstar.
The Wizard.
He's the Wizard. Superstar big bash player. After six with the Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars. Don't forget, if you want to meet Bernie and Jars, Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman, tomorrow the Rush Hour is doing it live from the Big Shed Brewing Co. 5:30 tomorrow, you can meet the guys, you can have a chat to them, do selfies and
we've
free beers.
We've got a raffle going, we've got some beers, Shawnee.
Yeah, we're
going
to shout free beers from 5:30. Big Shed Brewing Co. Visit their new venue at 1154 Old Port Road for good beer, good food and good fun.
Nice.
Now, just the other day, Jazz,
I
get a text message from one of our own, DSL teammates.
That is Greg Blewett.
Greg Blewett.
Okay.
He was my favourite player growing up, cricketer.
He wasn't mine.
I didn't ask you who yours was, but this is my piece at this stage. Okay. So he asked me, you want to come out to Cooyonga, which is a great Adelaide course, one of the best there is. And I was thinking, what an opportunity. This is going to be so good. And obviously play golf in fours. And he said he had a spare spot for me, just one spot.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, that's perfect. There's going to be me, Bluey, his mate, and Jars.
Yep.
So I said, is the other one, is the last spot Jars? And he goes.
And what did he do?
He said, no way. That flog is banned from Cooyonga. Are you banned from Cooyonga?
So he's come out and said that.
Are you yes or no?
Not
are
at
you
all.
Banned? What have you done?
I'm
there?
Not an acker, Jason Ackermanis. I'm not banned from any banned. Golf clubs in South Australia.
I just took that as
they
you
welcome
must have
me
done.
In.
Yeah, okay. Cooyonga do.
So Greg Blewett, who embarrassed himself on TV last night, drinking a beer in his undies, said, no way, he's a flog.
That flog is not he playing at Cooyonga. Because he's banned.
He called me a flog.
Yeah, because he's banned. From
that is absolute lies.
Is that, you're not banned?
Not at all.
I thought you were banned. Because I couldn't wait to get there this morning and ask him, why is he banned?
I've been with him for 2 years. He's never ever invited me out for a game of golf. And yet you've been here 5 minutes and you're waltzing around. You know, he's a show pony, mate.
Well, he doesn't think you actually play golf.
I play golf.
He thinks you...
No, I play golf.
So you got a handicap?
Absolutely I have. I'm not sharing that with you.
No, not the one so you can park in the... Yeah, you got the close park. Like a golf handicap.
That's not funny. See, now you're a comedian.
Yeah.
You're 5 minutes and you think you're funny.
Well...
So why?
Why
is he being aggressive towards me and not inviting me to play and socialise and get to know him?
I think he feels... Because he's off scratch, Jazz.
I don't care.
So he just... I think he just feels... If you play with him, you're going to be...
He's intimidated. That's what it is, my friend.
I don't think he's intimidated.
He
just wants a nice round. He just doesn't want anyone...
I'm not rowdy.
Playing with his shadows.
I'm not a John Daly.
Flicking his ball
away.
I'm
not a John Daly. I might look like John Daly, but I'm not a John Daly. I don't carry on like John Daly.
Well, you know, actually, he mentioned last night, were you texting him during the Big Bash?
Yes, I did.
So he said, he goes, this is a good example of why Jars isn't playing today with us.
Here we go.
You've said to him, every time he said something about the Big Bash, bang, straight on the text to him. One of them was something about, was that he said, that's a good catch, but not a spectacular catch. And you were saying, what did you say? Can you read that out?
He was calling the game. And I said, look, this was 8:26 p.m. last night while the game was on. I'm a bit confused. You said it wasn't a spectacular catch, but a great catch by young Salt, who took a marvellous catch.
Yeah.
And then about 3 seconds later, you're easily confused, though. Doesn't have to be a spectacular to be good. Yeah. And I said, Salt has the best set of hands since Jarman winning the B-grade cricket for Gaza.
Yeah, okay, I see. You pulled it back yourself.
That slipped out.
You know what the best thing about the day was?
Honestly.
So you know how he'd organised the four and everything?
Yeah.
We played the whole round in a three. We had a spare spot.
No!
We had a spare spot, but he just blocked it out rather than have you play.
Oh, yeah, welcome back to the Rush Hour. We're here till 7 o'clock, and I've got Bernie Vince, my little teammate, alongside of me. Bern, we've got some Triple M listeners here. We invited them in for a bit of a beer and a pizza.
Yeah.
Let's just say hello. And
they're
wonderful people out there, Andrew and Tina. And you know the...
Big Bunger. Bunger's getting married in 3 months, Bunger Hickman. He's listening. He's having a bit
from
of
the Yorks.
Laugh. I've been told, I just spoke to his brother, Jace, too, who I know quite well, and he just said, make sure he only has two or three
beers.
Well, once he gets to four or five, he starts to get out of control. So we've just got a little bit of a count on him. Hang on. Like the Stoinis count last night, himself. No. We've got a Bunger count tonight. So.
And Bernadette and Tony are also here with us.
They
and,
are,
Tony's got his Crows polo top on.
He's got the 2020
member.
2020 member, sir.
A little bit nervous about this year.
He didn't fill me with confidence, Jars. It's a bit of the unknown.
Yeah, she's beside herself about it, boys.
She is.
By the way,
if
you're wondering how they're here and no one else is, Triple M Club, they're members of the Triple M Club. You get so many benefits. You just go to triplem.com.au and we're going to be giving plenty more opportunities for these people and other people to spend time with you.
Watch us operate.
Come in.
Shawnee, as we know, we've got the Australian Open on and Nick Kyrgios is playing tonight.
Yes.
Old Nico boy.
That's a big one.
And a big superstar. And young Bolt.
Yeah. You're saying.
No, it's not.
Alex, I think.
Alex Bolt.
Alex
Australian.
Bolt just lost, in five, what is it? I think three and a half hours.
He's from Murray Bridge, too.
From Murray Bridge.
South Australian.
Against
lad.
The number five seed, too.
Well,
you know how I know that, Jazz?
Well, how?
Because my mum texts me that.
What
she texts me?
What
like, the beautiful Serena.
Serena.
She said, Alex Bolt from Murray Bridge just lost tennis against, and this is in brackets, so I don't stuff up things. I think the number five seed team. And then it says, it just finished. In case you wanted more info, it went for 3.5 hours.
Brilliant.
So how good's that from my mum?
Thank you,
always looking after me. Thank you, mum.
And looking after us.
I did ask her if she wanted to come on and...
What's she saying?
She said, no way, Bernie.
Now, two blokes that are superstars of the game, Rafa and Roger Federer, well, this is what they've done to assist the bushfires.
Talking with Roger a couple of hours ago, we decided to give $250,000 Australian dollars to the barn fires relief together. So
How good's that?
250.
How good's that?
Wow.
That's pocket money for those chaps.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit more than McEnroe's 1,000 a set.
They put him to shame.
250.
Yeah, well done to the two stars. They are superstars. Magnificent. Now, we've got coming up a very important guest, Rashid Khan. I call him the Wizard.
I like the Wiz.
He's a superstar of the Adelaide Strikers. He had a great win last night, so we've got two games left. We've got the Scorchers tomorrow night and the Hurricanes on Australia Day. So we thought we'd just put a little package together for our family before we have a chat to the Wiz.
This would be big.
Dean. Yeah! Oh, Rashid Khan. Rashid Khan gets the big wicket. Bowled him. Rashid Khan.
Well, he got the wicket.
How many times do we hear that?
Just bowls everyone. Just their castle get knocked over each time.
Rashid Khan is coming up next with a rush hour. Bernie and Jars on Triple M. Hey, Jars.
Yes, mate.
Tomorrow, you got any idea what you're doing?
Yeah, we're off to see the family at the Big Shed Brewing.
I thought you were breaking to. We're off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It has been played today.
That's Rashid Khan. We had a nice chat.
That was a great chat. He's a good character. Lovely. Loves Adelaide.
Oh yeah.
Loves Dizzy.
So, do you know how you're getting down there? Have you worked out that? Do you know where it is?
My daughter's taking me.
Oh, your daughter's taking you? Okay.
I'll have a cut of
hello.
Designated.
Good work. Good work.
I have a drink with the family.
Yeah. So, everyone, what we're talking about here is 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, the Big Shed Brewing Co.
Yeah.
Brand new venue, 1154 Old Port Road, for good beer, good food, and good fun. 5:30 in the afternoon, the show. This show here, the Rush Hour, is going to come live from the Big Shed Brewing Co. And at 5:30 as well, that's when you're going to be shouting the drinks as well. And Jars, I reckon, is in for a few tomorrow night.
I'm an OB virgin.
I beg your pardon?
An OB virgin. I haven't had one.
Tomorrow's your first one.
First one.
With the Triple M family.
So we'll get
a big crowd there.
We'll get a big crowd. I want to see some number 17 Crows Guernseys and, you know, some banners.
For those who don't know, OB stands for outside broadcast, by the way.
I didn't know that.
You wore number 17. We'll see some long sleeve number 2s.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Up next, I want to see if you do a Shane Warne.
What? what did he do?
Turn this up. Love this song.
Hold that thought. You love your live, don't you?
Crank it.
Jazz is like just a plumper version of Ed Kowalczyk.
Very much so plump.
Rush Hour, Triple M.
You can't say that.
Rush Hour, Jazz and Bernie. Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman.
I just want to cut. Sorry for cutting
you
off.
I
thought he was finished, but that whole song, I couldn't even enjoy it because you said something about, I'm going to make you do with Shane Warne, or what would you do for Shane Warne?
Oh, yes.
I'm worried.
Now, we've got to congratulate the great man, Shane Warne, because he gave away his precious baggy green cap for the bushfire.
$1 million.
This is what I was talking about. And, mate, fantastic to assist those wonderful families that have lost everything. So Warney has just gone, bang, here's my baggy green, which he wore with pride.
Yeah, so he doesn't have one now.
Mate, and they're rare. They're rare.
His is rare,
but they're rare, aren't they?
They're very rare.
Bluey's got one, and we're proud of Bluey. But Shane Warne gave away his precious baggy green, and it got me thinking, what wouldn't you give away that's precious
what
to you?
Wouldn't?
Yeah, wouldn't.
Well, I immediately just go to family. I wouldn't give my family away. Or we go and...
Well, I wouldn't say more family. No, it was more...
I'd go...
I'll give you an example. Let me give you an example. If I was... Someone offered me $2 million and I was going to auction off I've got an autographed photo of Barry Robram.
He's my idol. North Adelaide
He's
champion.
My idol. I love the man. And that's why I played for North Adelaide, right? I tried to build my game around and be like Barry Robin. I had no hope.
Well, you weren't built like him.
No, well, I tried. But anyway, I would not and I wouldn't.
Oh, wow.
Part with my Barry Robin autograph photo for $2 million, for $5
million. $5
million. I wouldn't.
$5 million, you would not part with it.
No. That's precious to me. That's my... He's my boyhood idol.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I was asking. I was going to ask you about.
Yeah.
What wouldn't you? Shane Warne, you got to respect and love what he's done, Big Warne.
You know he got $1 million.
Green.
You know the most for a baggy green before that was $400,000. That was Donald Bradman.
Correct.
And he wiped him out of the park. And I reckon deep down Warne loved that. He would have got right around himself there.
Ian Chappell did.
Are you a fan of Ian Chappell? You bring
I
him
love
up.
It. No, no, no.
He, oh, yes, Ian I'm Chappell a fan of him
like,
as well.
Never liked Don Bradman, Sir Don Bradman. Anyway, that's another story.
Right, I reckon I'm going, after today, I'd nearly changed my mind, but I'm not giving my golf clubs up. That's my life now. I love getting out on the golf course.
That's it. No crows, no jumpers, no.
No. Well, you know what the Crows did with my first jumper?
What?
Well, you know, you play your first game. I know we're getting a little bit off topic here, but what your first game? Yeah. They sign it all up, frame it up.
Mm.
First game, I hadn't signed it because I hadn't seen it, and we played in one of those Crows jumpers, a bit of a almost like a clash, the one with the crow going across it.
Yeah, terrible jumper.
Terrible. Mm. But then they've given me this huge frame. Spent a lot of money in first game against Collingwood, round one, 2006 or whatever it was, and. The wrong Guernsey. It's the stripes. It's the home game Guernsey.
They stuffed
up. You know what? I didn't have the plums, as you say, to tell them. Thank you very much.
But you got it wrong.
Well, they got it wrong. So actually, I would give that away because it's not my first game Guernsey, and I've still got it up at home.
Burn. But you know what? 1-333-5-3. Let's get the family involved.
What wouldn't you give up? What's too correct. Valuable?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing some
let's
calls.
Let's get on
here.
The back of Warnie, which he gave away.
The baggy green,
something
that's one
precious.
Thing
which,
wouldn't. Yeah. Bluey yeah, wouldn't give away his,
and,
he said.
And I wouldn't, no.
Because remember in that, I'm in the group text,
here
and you said about Bluey, we've mentioned him a few times today, but he when he said about his baggy green, I just sort of looked at it quickly, briefly, because there's a lot of crap goes on in those group messages, between you two especially.
Yeah.
And I just went, and then all of a sudden a baggy green, it was just as Warnie came out, I thought, oh, that's unbelievable, Bluey. Remember I said, well done,
donating
mate, that's
history.
Huge.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't think he's going to get the money that Warnie will get, but for him to do that was outstanding. Well done. He goes, oh, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that. He panicked. He goes, no, don't, no way.
I'm not giving one.
No, Jazz said that. I didn't do that.
1-333-5-3. What wouldn't you give away?
Yeah,
what wouldn't you?
All right.
What's
out,
the most special thing, the precious thing you've got?
Thing
yeah. Golf clubs, really?
My driver.
You haven't thought through this.
Oh, I need some
not
time.
Your golf clubs, mate.
You could get any golf clubs.
Let me think. I might ring up. I'll call up.
1-333-5-3. Got some tickets to give away to the 36ers who are playing on Saturday night for the best caller. Triple M.
Shane Warne gave away his precious baggy green cap for the bushfire appeal. The auctioneer raised $1 million. Wonderful man, golf clap, and very proud Australian. A baggy green, please. That is precious.
That is precious. That's almost the most precious thing you can get.
I wouldn't part with my Barry Robbin signed photo of the great man. That is my, no way, because he was my boyhood idol. You said golf clubs.
My driver.
You had no passion in your voice when you said it, but you wouldn't part way with your golf sticks. 1-333-5-3 is our number. Give us a call. Tommy of Nuriupta. G'day, Tom.
G'day, fellas. Tommy.
Good, mate.
I would have been in Australia for 27 years, but when I was back and living in Ireland, we had this camp. And I found this stick is in the shape of a hook. It's about 20 centimetres long, 200 mil long. Took it to school with me. I've had it for over 40 years.
40 years?
Yeah. I have crack up with my mate. I went back recently to Ireland for my daughter's funeral, and I showed it to my mate, but he just about had a heart attack. He said, I can't believe you held on to it for that long. I'll come through customs with it, and they ping me. Every time they go by station, I say, it's a Nash stick.
40 years, Jazz. That's
it's
a
national
long time.
It's a national item.
Wowee. Well done.
Well done, Tommy. Thanks, you just go to Terrence of Strathalbyn. G'day, Terry.
G'day, Jazz. How you going, mate?
Good, my friend. What wouldn't you part with, my boy?
Premiership medallion that I played footy with my brother.
Oh, what year, mate?
2002.
Who for?
Bury Football Club.
The Bury Football Club. What a proud football club in the Riverland. Oh, and you play with your brother.
Yep.
Don't ever let that go, my friend.
Nah.
Well done, mate. Thanks for sharing that with us, Terry. Let's go to Daniel of Ridgehaven. Daniel, son.
G'day.
G'day, my friend. What wouldn't you part with?
Well, I don't know if you've probably heard of one. It's called a Neptune certificate, right? So you get one if you go down south to Antarctica when you cross 60 degrees on a GPS line.
Yeah,
you get one when you cross it. So I was lucky enough to get one 2 years ago, got it framed, and I'll never let that go.
Brilliant. Brilliant. What was it like, mate? What was the experience like?
Oh, mate, it's just imagine a place that's never been touched by human hands. It's just beautiful, vast, just natural.
Gorgeous.
Like it's, you know, you'd never see anything like it, mate. I tell you, if you ever get a chance to go and see it, I recommend it. It's bloody amazing.
No, thank you for ringing, Daniel's son, and all the best, mate. Lovely. Wouldn't part way with that. We got a call from Bernie from Strathalbyn. G'day, Bern.
Hello, boys. I bloody love the show. Well done. I'll tell you one thing, but I wouldn't give up. Is I wouldn't give up. My old man's a farmer, and he gave me a shovel when I was a young fella, and I would not give that up. I've shoveled heaps of shit with that thing. That's been with me since I was a kid. I've worn the handle out. I've shoveled all sorts of crap. You know what? You should see the blisters on my hands I used to get. That brings back so many memories. Right. I would not give that up. That stands right. I sleep with it sometimes because I love the thing.
That's Bernie from Stansbury, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Must be. Shovel! Sean, we've got to give away those tickets.
Not for Bernie?
No. Terry from Strath.
Terry, no, there was no Terry from Strath. There was Daniel who was before that.
No, that was Daniel from Ridge. No, Terry from Strath. No,
okay.
From the Berry Footy Club.
Adelaide 36ers are taking on the Brisbane Bullets Saturday night at the Entertainment Centre.
Honestly.
You're not for Bernie? No.
No,
you buy your tickets at tickertech.com. I think he's going to need that shovel for in the studio in a few moments.
Now, Jars.
Yes, Ben.
You can no longer go to China.
Well, I've never been and I don't intend to go to China, no.
Well, that's good because if you went, you'd be quickly marched out of there. Do you hear what they're doing over there?
What's happened now?
The Chinese government has publicly shamed people for dressing shabbily and urged members of the public to start shaming others for money.
For cash.
They're paying people.
For cash.
For on-the-spot fines for people that can't dress right, Jars. And do we need this? I'm thinking.
Here.
Do we need this here? And if so, who would be in the gun?
Oh, Rusciutto's gone.
Rusciutto, yeah, but he dresses straight like out. He wouldn't even get in the front door. Gone. Ditz is slightly better.
Ditz is a bit more upper class.
Yeah, thinks he is.
Do you reckon?
What?
Do you reckon
Ditz?
Hang on.
No.
Oh, hello. Rue
Rue is much better dressed than Ditz.
Oh, hello. No.
Hello.
I mean, you're never in here until about 3:30 in the afternoon.
There's an argument.
Oh, hello.
He's too busy trying to play golf with people.
Okay, what about Bern and I?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yes.
Do I get an AustralianRadioSchool.com plug? Right. So, Bernie's younger. Of course,
he's
going to be.
All he's done is wear shorts since he's been here.
Yeah, well, it's hot.
But even when he doesn't try, he's better than you. Seriously, there's a few decent brands there as well. Whereas, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm wearing my denims. I've got my nice Lululemon top on. I've got my boots. I'm sharp.
Yeah,
typical Chinese government trying to find money. Aren't they? What do you got? Your Ralph Lauren jockeys on?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
it's upper class.
I'm a Kramer.
So you could no longer go. Can you imagine that happening in Australia? You walk down the street and you walk out to do your bins or something in your PJs and bang! $100!
Just all the sporting clubs, all the characters that walked in having a beer.
You go out to get the paper in the morning after a few beers and bang, it's fine, outside scene in the
public. One of my boys I coached at Gazer, Nuggets, Ben Bioli, he used to walk in with thongs, a G-string and a T-shirt.
Is that on the
field? He'd be broke. He was in China.
He had to get his match payments.
Oh, Nugs and his big clubs.
Gotta get Nugs on. I like his name.
Oh, honestly, not surprised though about the Chinese.
So maybe just keep it local for you.
It's the Rush Hour. Bernie and Jars on Triple M. Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour, Triple M. We're coming to you from the Salubrious Level 13 studios in Franklin Street right now. But tomorrow, you can actually see and you can drink with Bernie and Jars at the Big Shed Brewing Co. This is going to be fantastic. 5:30 tomorrow. It's going to be like a fringe show. Bernie and Jars, their first outside broadcast for the year. You're a OB virgin.
I am a virgin. I won't be by a Friday night.
Yeah, 5:30 tomorrow night. Not only can you see Bernie and Jars, you can drink with them because they're going to be shouting the bar as well. The Big Shed Brewing Co. Check it out. It's at 1154 Old Port Road for good beer, good fun and good food.
Big Bash just kicked off, Jars. The Sixers, Sydney Sixers, are playing the Brisbane Heat, and the Sixers won the bat flip, and they chose to bowl. Brisbane Heat currently 1-for-15 off 2.3. Ooh. And the big wicket, Chris Lynn, gone.
Gonski.
Only made 7.
Yeah.
Bowled by O'Keefe. Mm. So the big wicket there going down early.
Big name.
Steve Smith makes his first appearance in 6 years.
How are they
in the Big Bash. Where's he been?
No one can bowl him.
Well, you can't make 200 in a bloody Big Bash game. So that's one thing that the bowlers will save themselves. and they can only bowl four overs at him. But Labuschagne's back as well. For them, Labuschagne's playing tonight as well. So that's a couple of big ins
and
in the Big Bash.
And you know what it is, Bern? It's great to get these Australian boys back playing Big Bash.
Ah, it is. It's good. It's good
Alex
for crowds.
Alex Carey last night.
Good to
Tony
watch.
Head. It is good. It is
it
good.
Is. It is. It lifts
is
the squad.
Is James Pattinson playing for the Heat?
I don't know if he's playing tonight.
I haven't seen the squad, but very important game for both sides.
It is.
Because we've gone second now, and then obviously the Sixers are third, but the Heat need – there's about, what, five sides – that are vying for that top five. Yeah. Sorry, six sides?
Yeah.
Vying for that top
six,
five.
Six there is. And everyone, you can drop from sort of second to sixth pretty easily. So it's pretty tight. James Pattinson is playing just. So
what
I like to
star,
see him.
Yeah, now.
He swings the ball, doesn't he, in this?
The Open? Are we talking tennis?
Yeah, Australian Open. I've got a few results and upcoming games. So Alex Popperin took down Spaniard Jermaine Munar in three sets,
well
Jars,
done.
To advance to the third round he is now. So well done to him. Alex Bolt, as we mentioned before, battled it out with number five seed Dominic Thiem, but lost in five sets. Nick Kyrgios takes on French veteran Gilles Simon. I've seen him live here before, and that kicks off at 6:45. I've got a few more here results here for you to read out, Jars, just under that.
No.
Come on, it's a teamwork. No.
I did the first few. The bottom few. Just have a go.
I don't give a stuff about these other. I just care about the Australians. That's
try and read through
Roger Federer.
Just two lines, please.
And Rafael Nadal.
Just have a go.
No, I'm not. No.
No, you are. You're doing it. It's a team here. It's Bernie and Jars. It's not just Bernie. Come on.
You realise we're live on air, Jars. This is a thing. We're doing it.
The family know.
They know.
I'm not good with names.
Well, you might pull this off. Give us a go.
I beg your pardon? What did you just say then? What did you just say then?
You might pull this off.
We're a family show, Bernard.
I didn't say me.
No, he's trying to distract
you. I didn't say
you.
Me.
Come on.
I'm not ready.
No,
you've got to go. No, come on.
No. No way.
Yes, go.
I can't.
He's trying to find an easy one.
Let's go.
Come on.
Where are you going?
Is this a walkout?
It's a walkout.
You walk out, don't come back.
I'll do this on my own
for the rest of the year.
Start reading now.
Anastasia Pavlyuchenkov is taking on Taylor Townsend as we speak, family. And Yuri can't play, went down three sets to Audie Murphy.
He's just making crap up there.
That's what's the.
And you two will face management tomorrow.
He doesn't even get my name right, so how's he going to get them right?
That was the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on Triple M.